When I get to the club, I wanna hear this club cassettes. Club cassettes, club, club cassettes. When I get to the club, I wanna hear this club cassettes. Club cassettes, club, club cassettes. When I get to the club, I wanna hear this club cassettes. Club cassettes, club, club cassettes. Yeah, I wanna dance with me. I wanna dance AG. I wanna dance with George. I wanna dance Sophie. I wanna dance hard mo. Play the track fast, not slow. Pull it back twice, let's go. Sweat marks all on my coat. Gonna be blinded by the lights, lights, lights.
I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop every time my track drops. You're jealous. I'm just living that life. While you're sitting in your dad's basement, bet you're disappointed that I'm shining. I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Pack the LV cases, watch me do a little globe trot. Got a lot to say about my debut, about my cost and revenue. I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. Just to look at my pics, my tight dress and red lips, I know you want it. I'm just living that life. Linked with Addison on Melrose, bought some cute clothes and wrote this in the studio, 'cause I'm just living that life. Fun Dutch cult classic, but I still pop. Always give me more views, it's kinda like a day job. Got a lot to say about my debut. About all of the things I do, I guess it makes sense, 'cause I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life. I'm just living that life.
Hello, we are back. This is still Kim, and you're still listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Toast Free From Radio. And today we have All She Wrote. right?
Oh. Hi,
yes.
There.
Yes.
Hi.
We have Annie on the fiddle, Sammy on the mandolin, and Dakota on acoustic guitar. And everyone's singing, which I'm really excited for. Yeah. I love some harmonies.
Us too.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect so. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to introduce yourself a little bit more and then we can get started?
Totally. Yeah. We're an acoustic string trio, super inspired by like folk and Americana roots and bluegrass music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all met at Berkeley.
We've been playing together for only about whole 3 or 4 months.
a semester.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're really excited about this group and what we've been doing with it. And we're stoked to be here. Yeah. Thanks so much for having us.
I'm so excited. I think we've had like maybe one or two other like folky bluegrassy groups, but very little, and something, you know, who doesn't love that? Yeah. So I'm really excited.
You gotta get those classic 3-part harmonies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff. Yeah. Perfect for a little Friday afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I finally brought my crochet project. I've been working on a crochet project for like ever.
Oh my God.
And you know, I like, I love crochet. If you know, you know, like you start something and then you finish it a year later. This is gonna be the perfect music, I think, to crochet. Yeah. I'm really
excited.
We've
been talking about having like a stitch and bitch.
Oh my
where
God.
We just do
you
fiber
get together
arts
and with a bunch of cool people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In, like,
you guys.
A park somewhere.
Yeah. You should host like a big knitting crochet concert.
Yes.
That oh yeah. One. We could play.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We'll make sure to invite you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That I would love to be there. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, let's get started. Sweet. Introduce your first song.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is a song that I wrote a few months ago. It's called Hear Her Sing, and it's about opening your mind to what the universe has to offer you and what it can teach you. Mm-hmm. And this was the first original that we worked up as a band.
Yeah.
We love this song. Yeah. It's a
good one. So here it goes.
Ain't it strange how the wind still blows, floating through all the unknowns? Take a breath, fill up your lungs, and maybe you will hear her sing. Demons and turn their souls blue. Song, song like unleash the demons and turn their souls blue.
Beautiful. Love the mandolin solo. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Like, we were like, if you can shred on mandolin, like, you can do anything.
Oh, they can shred on mandolin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, that was an original. What, like, do you guys mostly do originals? Are you just, is that a new thing? What's the vibe?
That's kind of our goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now we're still kind of finding our sound and figuring everything out, but we got a few originals in the mix.
Yes.
And then just other songs that we absolutely love to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of kind of bringing in our individual originals and working them up together, but I think a big goal of ours is to write some stuff together and
absolutely.
Yeah, that's
and
really
have
cool.
more originals in our set
as we
go along.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you guys have anything like recorded? Not yet.
We have some goals this summer. We're going on tour out to Colorado to see if we win any studio time.
Yeah, we're doing some band competitions at some bluegrass festivals this year.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado's the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
For some bluegrass. Oh, yeah. In the summer, it'll be so pretty.
Exactly our idea.
Mm-hmm. So where are you guys all from then?
I am from Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm from Eastern Virginia.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
I'm from New Hampshire most recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very bluegrass vibes.
Yeah.
For all of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's gonna be really fun.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
We're so excited.
Well, I bet you guys have my luck.
Oh,
so hopefully you win all the battles. The battle of the bands.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun no matter what.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, at least you're gaining experience. And you all get to, prance around in the Colorado fields.
Yes. Oh, we're so excited to frolic. We're going to frolic so much.
We're going to frolic.
Are you guys into, camping or anything?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to camp?
Yeah. We were actually talking about it on our way here.
Yeah.
We're like, guys, we should go on a camping trip.
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
What a peaceful summer. Okay, let's keep going.
Sweet.
This next one is a Daryl Angerton. It's very old time fiddle vibes. It's called Gray Owl.
Thank you.
Get up and like do a little dance. It's like getting into a rhythm with the crochet. Do you guys like, so I'm guessing you've played a good amount of live shows and concerts and stuff, or a few at least.
A good bit, yeah.
Is there like do people dance?
Okay. We hope.
We try.
When there's room.
They do.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We usually like to yell at people and tell them to dance.
If it's possible, there will be dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have any shows coming up for the rest of the semester?
Yeah, we got
a few.
There's Passim.
We're playing.
April 14th, we will be, or sorry, the 15th, we will be playing at Club Passim in Cambridge.
Nice.
We're playing a set and then we're hosting a brunch jam. So if anyone wants to come out and play some tunes, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's our next gig coming up.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, we're actually going to D.C., Washington, D.C., to play at the Smithsonian.
At the White House.
The Smithsonian has a really cool exhibit right now about... like historic women in folk music, and so we're taking a big trip with a couple bands and playing some music and looking at the museum. And
That's I think we might be doing a show after that as well, like in DC, which it's gonna be.
So we got a lot on the docket then.
Yeah,
that's really exciting. Yeah, that's really cool. I definitely want to hear more about like everything, but definitely like being. Woman in folk music, I really am interested to hear what that experience has been like for you guys.
That's a big part of like our whole like goal with doing this band and like playing shows, is just kind of getting awareness out there about like what the experience for women in like folk and roots music is like, you know, because historically there's not been as much recognition.
Yeah.
And there totally should be.
And I think kind of finding ways to like break that barrier between like how male dominated that genre of music is, and just finding ways to represent people who are not male.
Yeah.
And just empower that you know, group of people.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally. That's great. I always love when we have like non-male representation in the like, you know, sorry Daniel. But it's always really cool, and like that's something like myself as a like female musician, definitely something I've experienced and had to trudge through a little bit. But I'm just kudos to you guys.
Thanks
for being amazing.
We're having fun, truly.
Well, that's great. That's what life is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going, and then we can chat more later.
Do you want to introduce this one?
This one's called Catfish Drawn.
Yeah.
And it's a cover. Yeah. We kind of combined two of our favorite versions.
Yeah.
Some Jerry Garcia Band Essence in there, and also some Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two very different musicians.
Yeah.
But
super different.
Here we are playing this one, so.
It's gonna be fun. It's a fun one.
Thank you. John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn.
Me and Daniel were chatting, and we were talking about how much we love all of your voices and how they blend together so perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
It really works. And also, you know, what's the word? Whatever. my dad texts me, as always. My parents are always chiming in during the show, but he said that you guys are his favorite group ever.
Wow! Oh my goodness. Jeez.
Which is pretty
What's
big
your
deal.
Dad's name?
Ken.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was my parents' anniversary and birthdays a few weeks ago. And
congrats.
They have their birthdays like one day apart.
Yeah.
And so they went out to Paso Robles, which is like in California. Mm. And they're driving back, or they're driving somewhere else now, and it's all like, you know, kind of wildernessy. They're like, this is the perfect music.
That is awesome.
So, cool. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
So was that an original, or was that like an arrangement?
That was an arrangement.
Okay.
Of two different takes on a classic tune.
Yeah. So the tune's called Catfish John, and
It's sort of a
classic song.
Yeah.
A lot of people have done it in a bluegrass style, but it's also very influenced on our part by, you know, we love Jerry Garcia and we love the Dead.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
That one's a true story, too.
Yeah.
Catfish John.
Real man.
Yeah.
Well, bluegrass storytelling. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah, this next one is an original. It's one of the first fiddle tunes that I wrote. And every day when I'm walking to school, I pass by this river, and it's typically filled with trash, which makes me very sad.
The infamous Charles.
Trash River.
Those of you who have been to Boston know it well.
But it's cool that something awesome like this tune came out of it.
Yeah.
So this one's called Trash River.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was amazing. I loved that. Definitely had like a lot of originality to it, which was really cool. Yeah. And yeah, I love how like, I love that there were no words, but yeah. I could feel the trash in the river. Like,
yes, that's what I want to hear.
Oh yeah. That's yeah. Amazing. I was, there's, if, do you guys know what the Mystic River is? It's like right along yeah. Tufts yeah. kind of. Yeah. When it was nice weather,
yeah.
I would run along the river. It's and best, yeah. I wish I was a bluegrass musician so I could write a song about running along the river.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
That's true.
You can always yeah. write a tune.
I'll start today. I'll start today.
You need no
experience. So you guys are all Berkeley musicians. Yeah. And what year or semester are you all?
Dakota and I are fourth semester, second year.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm sixth semester. I was a transfer.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Where did you transfer from?
Queen's University. Anybody knows it? It's in Ontario, Canada.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know it either before I went there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about Tufts really before I went here either.
Yeah, yeah.
The West Coasters don't really yeah. know about Tufts. Yeah. But so when did you guys all like meet and coagulate together?
Yeah. I met Dakota our first week of school.
Yeah, first wow. First
yeah, first semester, first good. Week, we're yeah. at this orientation, and she was wearing a Billy Strings t-shirt, mm-hmm. and I remember seeing it out of the corner of my eye, and then literally jumping over, like, rows and rows of chairs to go and talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be friends!
You have a Billy shirt on!
Yeah, it's the yeah. first person I'd seen that hinted that they like the same type of music as me.
Yeah.
And now we're in a band together.
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome. Yeah.
And then we met Annie... working in
we were in an ensemble together like yeah. two mm-hmm. semesters ago
yeah
and I had like kind of befriended Sammy and then Sammy kind of introduced me to Dakota
yeah
and then I remember they texted me and they're like, we have a question for you,
will you be in a band with us,
please yeah and then
yeah
but dream yeah. come true.
That's so
it kind of just made sense once we yeah. all became better friends and
yeah.
and played music together
yeah.
and mm-hmm. we kind of like had that moment of like, okay, well, we got to do this.
Yeah. 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 Like this works on a deeper spiritual yeah. level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meant
yeah.
to play together.
Yeah. So cute. Yeah, I feel like a lot of bands we've had in here, like especially Berkeley bands, have been like, oh yeah, we've met like the first day of school.
Yeah.
Which I think yeah. is so cute. It's like fate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
And it's so funny too, because I woke up that morning and I was like, what am I gonna wear today?
Yeah.
I was like, if that's I wear my Billy String shirt, I yeah. will find my mm-hmm. people. And yeah. I did. I met so many people. I met Sammy. I met my now boyfriend from wearing that shirt.
Yeah,
so,
that's the way to go. Yeah. I feel like also like whenever I wear like a band T-shirt or something, it always goes well.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
always absolutely. Find people that you can oh, connect
yeah.
with.
Yeah,
that's why band T-shirts are so great. Only if you listen to the band, though.
Yeah,
don't be a poser. Seriously.
Don't be a poser. We don't have posers on PAG.
No.
This is not a safe space.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Sweet. This next song is one that I wrote, and it's I would call it like a straight up bluegrass tune. Mm-hmm. I wrote it in an attempt to like write my first bluegrass song. When I was really getting into that style of music. And I was like, man, I just want to write a cute, happy song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. It's just a cute, happy song.
Yeah.
It's so and it's called As Long As I Love You. Thank you.
If you can climb, then I'll be waiting. Long as I'm loving you. Oh, as long,
oh, as long,
oh, as long as I can, I'll hold you here forever in the palm of my hand. I'll put you in my pocket and I'll carry you back home. Oh, as long as I love you, I'll be sure to let you know. On what I can offer might not be something grand, but if you need me, I'll come like tomorrow, long as you'll take my hand. Oh, as long,
oh, as long,
oh, as long as I can, I'll hold you forever in the palm of my hand. I'll put you in my pocket and I'll carry you back home. Oh, as long as I love you, I'll be sure to let you know. I'll put you in my pocket and I'll carry you back home. Oh, as long as I love you, I'll be sure to let you know.
That was so cute. That was so, what's the word? Encapsulating and entrancing that Daniel forgot to go on his Zoom for his nutrition class that started at 1:30. So,
hello, nutrition class.
Oh, yeah. It's the best class ever. I've heard so many great things.
That sounds fun. That sounds like an interesting class.
Mm-hmm. It's really great. It's really great. Everyone loves it.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not the best.
Yeah, it sounds sarcastically coded.
It's a little sarcastic. It's okay. Just a little bit. No, we love every class at Tubbs. You guys. Yeah, that was so cute. So are you guys planning to record any music?
Definitely.
For sure.
How, like, are you gonna do that all yourself? Do you know what you're gonna
do? We don't have like concrete plans as of right now. I think this summer is gonna clear a lot of that timeline up.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Next year Sammy and I are gonna actually have like a recording space in our basement.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
so if we don't get like professional studio time over the summer, we're gonna start doing that then at least.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you kinda need, like, even if you get the professional studio time, you kinda gotta do like a basement bluegrass album.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh yeah.
DIY music is such a big thing now too. I feel like that's become such a big part of like that. Of just the music industry, and like I think it's cool to like have the skills to make your music and
it's so awesome. It's just so accessible to so many people now, and especially like getting to do this every week, it just makes me happy. It makes everyone happy to like share this passion of music see how everyone kind of expresses that, and everyone can do it. Like, if you want to do it, you can do it. So it's so great that it's really accessible in this day and age.
It's awesome.
So
if you want to write a song, write a song.
Yeah.
Literally.
If you want to record it.
Yeah. For real. Okay. We have like 15 minutes left, so we got time for, I don't know how many more songs you guys have prepared or how many more you want to do, but definitely at least 3 more.
Okay. Yeah, let's do There Was a Time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is a...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, this is going to be really special, spur of the moment.
Yeah.
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 Type of vibe.
Yeah.
Right now.
This was one of the first songs that we posted on our social media.
Yeah.
And it... near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah. What is your social media?
Can you let's plug. Our Instagram is at ASWBand. And the same for TikTok, Facebook,
YouTube.
Our YouTube channel. We have a couple videos up from a wonderful little house show series that we played a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning on pumping out a few more of those in the next few weeks. So keep an eye out if you like what you're hearing. We're going to have some stuff up.
Yeah.
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 Sweet.
Okay.
This one's called There Was a Time. It's by a band called Watch House.
Together. Please. Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, yeah. One more time.
If I showed up to your wedding wearing black and blue and red, wouldn't fitting, 'cause I'm as bruised and angry as I've ever been. There was a time when I called you. There was a time when I called you mine.
I was going to say this earlier, but I forgot. Me and Daniel are cracking up at how, like, synchronized you guys are when you, like, laugh and, like, respond. Oh, it's so funny. Because, so I have two sisters. I'm a middle sister.
Yo, same.
And
represent.
Really? Oh, my God. Yes. That's so funny. But, like, we all... Especially me and my older sister, like, all the time we are synchronized and we say the same thing and we sound exactly the same. And it's just, like, creepy to, like, be around each other again because we don't see each other a lot now that, like, we're in college and stuff. But, like, coming back and we just, like, a server comes and brings our food and we're like, thank you, in the exact same voice. Like, we're just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So that's so funny that you guys are all kind of, like... morphing.
Yeah.
We spend a decent amount of time together.
Yeah.
A little.
We spend a good amount of time together.
Yeah. I think that's, like, the best thing ever. Like, you start to adopt like mannerisms from the people you spend time around. Mm-hmm. Like it's just it's so cute.
I love it. I think that's like the best form of love.
Oh yeah.
Someone needs to write a song about that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have next song, guys. Come on. We have 9 minutes, so probably two more songs.
Yeah.
If you guys have two more.
Yeah.
Let's do Bury Me.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a song.
We didn't like write down who talks when, and this is what we're trying to get better at.
Yeah.
Well, all you need to know is that this is a song about death.
I have the next show, and I just came in and I was listening on the way over, and it was so incredible. I just had to tell you guys. It was so amazing.
Thank you.
So
this is Chloe. She's our girl. She also helps out with Studio A sometimes. Her and Alec kind of switch off, so PAG team member.
Thank you, Chloe.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
And I totally wish that, so we're missing Amelia and Constantine this week. And I just know that Constantine would be like dancing around the entire show if he was here. He loves, and he's like super tall. He's like 6'7" or something.
Oh,
so like
damn.
Him dancing is just like,
yeah,
it's like a tornado.
Powerful.
A
force of nature.
Speaking
of, I'm super thankful to Amelia for asking us to play on the show. She's awesome.
Yeah,
I love
shout
her.
Out Amelia. She's, I wish she was here, but
I know.
I think she's, she's on a flight possibly right now. Maybe she's off. But
something like that.
Going to see Sam, so Sam, I hope you take good care of Amelia. Let's play one more.
Okay.
And then we can close out
more. This one we learned just for y'all.
Because
we're on the radio.
Yeah.
This is a Nancy Griffith song. And it's one of my favorite tunes. Let's send this one out to all of our friends and family listening right now. We love you and appreciate you.
And thank you so much for having us once again.
Of
course. We're All She Wrote. ASW band on any of your little social medias. And this one's
going out with love.
Yeah.
Those Delta towns wear satin gowns in a high-beamed frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Upper wondering what's become of me. Got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of my car. I'm leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Partridge tree, I hear silver wings, and away Merle Haggard flies. That good old boy, I'll find.